I see Matthew was there. He could tell you that it's, you know, it's not a small thing. It's like it can change your life. Am I right?
Wash it.
What?
Wash it.
Yeah, wash it. Exactly. We're looking for Eitan down the road also. Everybody's going to have their chance. Everybody deserving is going to have their chance. Okay. So I want to pick up, sorry for the delay. I want to pick up with what we were discussing a couple of weeks ago. We're discussing the Rambam Shita on Siyar Mishtaleach, as well as Yom Kippur. I think it was clear where we were going with it, but let me just catch us up for a moment, and then I want to demonstrate a little bit more clearly the other two perspectives that I'm interested in, and then what I think is really going on here. And then we're not going to be able to pursue this, you know, to its fullness. Maybe I'll have another chance, Ben Kessel Yassar. But again, the problem that we were dealing with, the challenge was to understand the Rambam's presentation in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva. And as we noted, he begins, he constructs and structures this series of halachos mitchilav yad sof, even more so, you know, when it comes to areas of halacha which are bundled together. So then what, you know, the contrast between how the Rambam, you know, organizes and how the Mishnayos and the Gemaras, you know, that's one issue. When you have topics, you know, that just don't exist, you know, cumulatively, you know, so then the Rambam, of course, is not overriding previous organizational structures, but, you know, the fact that it is a free-for-all, you know, it's a tabula rasa, that is its own challenge. So the Rambam begins Perek Aleph Hilchos Teshuva as we would expect it, given his view, and that is with a formula focus on Vidui and Tshuva, and especially the role of Vidui and Tshuva. And as we explained, in the Seifa of Halacha Aleph, he extends the concept of Vidui and Tshuva to other kaparos, to karbanos, to onshim, even to things like, you know, chavala and gezel, etc. But then comes halacha base, where it speaks exclusively about the Seira Mishtaleach. And one could have thought, and indeed there are mefarshim who think, that this is just a continuation. He didn't include Seira Mishtaleach and the other karbanos, maybe because it's singular and more comprehensive, or maybe for other reasons, maybe because there are some exceptions to the rule, whether you need tshuva in all aspects of the kapara of Seira Mishtaleach, that's how some will explain it. But what I was suggesting was like the view of other Mefarshim, and that is it remains tamua, his presentation. And that is because even what is common to the Seifa of Halacha Aleph is not presented right in the same way. He's not so much presenting, you know, the need also for Vidui and Tshuva in the Seira Mishtaleach. On the contrary, it sounds like the Seira Mishtaleach, and this is the direction that I want to take, the Seira Mishtaleach in its own right, intrinsically, right, belongs here, and not as an application of Vidui and Tshuva, but as kind of a different paradigm. That's really all I want to say, but I need to explain what that means. So the reason I think that that is true, as I've explained, is that the Rambam begins by saying, Seira Mishtaleach, lefishu kapar lekol Yisrael, koin godol misvada alav, al lashon kol Yisrael, shenemar misvada alav is kol avonos b'nei Yisrael. It's not like the Rambam previously was discussing who is the misvada. Both the tone of his presentation and the initial focus on the fact that it is kapar lekol Yisrael as justification for the role of the Kohen Gadol al lashon Yisrael seems to establish the vidui of the Seira Mishtaleach in its own right as a factor in Hilchos Teshuva. And then he goes on to say, Seira Mishtaleach mechaper al kol averi shebetorah. This is a double emphasis in the Rambam. He says this twice, because in a minute he's going to say, has kol miskaper the Seira Mishtaleach, which is technically superfluous. And then he elaborates this fullness, right? Hakalos, Sachamuros, Bein Shavar Bezadon, Bein Shavar Bishkaga, Bein Shehodalo, Bein Sheholo Hodalo, and then the previously mentioned Hakol Beskaper Besira Mishtaleach. So the impression that you get is not that, you know, just like we talked about Chasam Chatos and Hashamos previously, and Onshim, you know, and even Onshim Mamon requiring also Tshuva and Vidui, so too there's something called Seir Mishtaleach. It sounds like Seir Mishtaleach is a topic which is contributing directly to our understanding of Tshuva, and that it is a category of Tshuva. That's what it sounds like to me, based on the tone, based on the disruption with the who's misvada and how they're misvada, etc., the double formulation, etc. And if that wasn't enough, the fact that this is an absolutely mechudash presentation is certainly additional reinforced evidence. He says, "V'hu she'asa tshuva." So again, our mefarshim, chronim, because they were bothered by, like, what's Seir Mishtaleach doing here? Why isn't it in halacha aleph? And if it's in halacha base, why is it in halacha base? Speak about the Seir Mishtaleach in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, right? Not here. Some of them say, "Oh, because the Rambam wants you to know that here too, v'hu she'asa tshuva." Especially since he goes on to say, "Avlim lo asachuva in asir mechaper lo lakalos," which is a massive chiddush. I'll explain that in a minute, as we already did. Meaning, even though previously he had said that tshuva and vidui are necessary for kapara, you know, here it's an exception, not bekalos, but it's a rule. But yes, bechamuros. So either to establish the exception or to establish the primarily the application with the exception of the exception, or it's the exception that proves the rule, that's how some of the Mepharshim say, that's why Seir Mishtaleach is discussed here so prominently. And I don't dismiss it. I mean, it could be that it's also a reason. But it seems to me that the exception is more sensational than the rule. So instead of being the exception that proves the rule, it sounds like this is one of the major reasons, or this is a major characterization of Seir Mishtaleach, and that's why he says, "V'hu she'asa tshuva, aval im lo asa tshuva in Seir mechaper ala kalos." Then mayna kalos, mayna chamuros, and so on. So, if the more technical explanations don't help so much, then we really do need to understand what this is doing in Hilchos Tshuva and why it's in halacha base of Hilchos Tshuva, of all things. So just to, you know, make it even clearer, that this entire halacha in the Rambam is mechudash. Before we even get to that, let me just mention that the two places where the Rambam does discuss the details of the Seir Mishtaleach in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur, in Perek Beis, and he mentions them as mechaperim, he dafka doesn't focus on tshuva in those contexts. You know, he could have done the whole thing in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, and instead he brought even evidence, even information that is essential to Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, dafka into Hilchos tshuva. And the question is, why would he do such a thing? Or why wouldn't he mention it twice? Moreover, it's interesting to note that even when, and this is a curious insight, one way or another, whatever you want to do with it, that when the Rambam speaks about Shar Korbanos, where the smicha and the vidui are also an aspect of tshuva, in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, Per Gimel, there he mentions specifically, you know, tshuva. And yet, in the Seir Mishtaleach, which is more obviously about tshuva, right? You have the vidui, which begins with ana, right? Ana Hashem chatasi, and so on. That is the vidui of the Seirah Mishnalayah. There's no ana in a typical Maisa Karbonos vidui. But the mention of tshuva specifically is absent. So you have it in Maisa Karbonos, you don't have it in the Nusach HaVidui of Avodas Yom Kippur. There's a subtle, several subtle differences between the Vidui of the Seirah Mishnalayah and the Viduyim that appear in Maisa Karbonos. And that seems to be ironic, you know, given seemingly the more prominent tshuva role that you would expect for the Seirah Mishnalayah. Okay. The Chiddush itself of the Rambam, as we already mentioned, is that he distinguishes between kalos and chamuros in the Seirah Mishnalayah in terms of the requirement of tshuva. And that is tamua, as the Nosei Kelim point out, because in the Gemara we have this discussion, machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether Yom Kippurim, whether Itzumo Shel Yom Kippurim requires tshuva as well. Rebbe says no. Chacham say yes. There's also a very difficult sugya in Shavua. Some of this we read last time, and if you'd base on base and you'd give a lamed aleph, where the Gemara quotes the din of Rebbe and the Chachamim. The Gemara actually does quote it in the context of Seirah Mishnalayah. Even though the original Rebbe and the Chachamim are not about Seirah Mishnalayah, they're about Itzumo Shel Yom. But what's also clear is that the Gemara does not distinguish between Lavin and Essen, not between Chamuros and Kalos. That the Rambam does. What's even more shocking a little bit is that the whole notion of Beli Tshuva, of Rebbe, the original debate, is about Yom Kippur and Itzumo Shel Yom. On that question, the Rambam paskins, now, in addition to the fact that the Gemara doesn't distinguish Kalos and Chamuras, and the Rambam somehow does, and it seems to be against the Sugya, this is a question of the Kesef Mishnah and the Nosei Kelim and so on. The Lecha Mishnah and other Achronim suggest Bedochak ways to read the Gemara according to the Rambam, but it is seemingly Bedochak. But what's all equally fascinating is that in the Gemara and Shavuos, it's an application from Itzumo Shel Yom to the Seirah Mishnalayah. So it would be curious to know, how does Rambam paskin about Itzumo Shel Yom? And if you look at Halacha Gimel, Rambam says, "Bezman shein b'sam gilosh kayam, v'ein anam izbeach kapara, ein shem ala tshuva. Ha'tshuva mechaperes al kol averos. Afilu rasha kol yomav, v'yosa tshuva b'achrona, b'acharona, ein mazkirin lo shem risho. Shenemar, in Rishas Harash, Arasha, Loi Kashelba, Yom Shuvo Me Risho. The Atzmo Shayom Kippur, Mechapala Shavim, Shenemar, Kiba Yom Azay, Chaper Alechem. So the Rambam clearly, you know, almost matter of factly, you know, mentions that Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, Atzmo Shayom Kippurim is Mechaper, but he says it's Lashavim. So he paskins like the Chachamim. Either way, I guess we would default expect that he would paskin like the Chachamim, in Machlokas Rebbe and the Chachamim, but he seems to do so explicitly. So when it comes to the actual debate between Rebbe and the Chachamim, right, it's, you know, Mechaper Lashavim. Oh, it's an interesting way to say, it doesn't say Vahusha Asa Tshuva, right? It says Mechaper Lashavim. Also curious. When it comes to Seirah Mishnalayah, which is a more problematic application of Rebbe and the Chachamim's argument to begin with, there all of a sudden he has a dimension of kapara b'li tshuva. So the Rambam is a Chiddush in Seirah Mishnalayah, and it appears to even run counter to his psak, you know, into the application to the original Yesod of Itzumo Shel Yom. All of that is Tamua. And even if you take the view of the some of the Nosa Kalin, which is that the Makor of the Rambam is the Yerushalmi, which it seems to be. Although the Yerushalmi, it should note, makes a distinction between Essen and Lavin, not between Kalas and Kamuras alone, that I think is significant. Even if you take that view, right, the question of how do you ignore Bavli, you know, for Yerushalmi, and either way, how do you make this distinction, right, in Sir Mishaleach, when you're not making it, when it comes to Yitzumo Shoyom, all that becomes significant. Okay? So to understand this a little better, I want to take a step back for the moment with the last point I made 2 weeks ago, and that is that there are two, in addition to the Shita that says, oh, Sir Mishaleach is just an example of Karbonos with an exception, and that's what it's doing here, but primarily this is a Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim issue. I think that there are two other perspectives, and I want to elaborate the Rambam's as being singular. The other two, one is the Me'iri, which I think I began discussing last week, 2 weeks ago rather. And that is the Me'iri in a bunch of places in the Chibur HaTshuva and in his Perush in Yoma in a few places, especially Daf Mem, and especially a few places in the end, in the Tshuva Gemaras, Pezayin, Peches. The Me'iri mostly seems to suggest that the Sir Mishaleach is a catalyst. It's a catalyst for his Orurus L'Tshuva. But that it doesn't have independent standing. Ad kedei kach, that when the Me'iri speaks about the Kohen Gadol's Vidui on the Sir Mishaleach, he even seems to suggest that individuals are mizvade, their own chataim, at the same time. That's very remarkable. It's a remarkable image, frankly, you know, that the Kohen Gadol is doing the vidui, you know, on the Sir Mishaleach, you know, and that individuals are mumbling, you know, their own, but this seems to be the view of the Me'iri. So, for example, in the in the Chibur HaTshuva Beis Yud Gimel, which in mine at least page 546, I'll just read one line, one or two examples. The Me'iri says as follows: V'chein amar b'sir ha'mishtaleach shu ha'ora like his orurus lekaparas chatoim rabim kimo shatira shamra alav shayis abo kapar lekol Yisrael mitzad hayos miyuchad shaba'am v'hamanhigo mizvade. So it's fascinating. Like the Rambam, but in a different way, the Me'iri suggests that there's a link between the fact that this is kapara al kol Yisrael and the fact that the miyuchad sheba'am u'manhigo, meaning Aaron HaKohen or the Kohen Gadol, does the vidui. The Rambam kind of flips it, but also has this relationship. Remember that in Halacha Beis, presumably the Me'iri was aware of this and influenced by it. The Rambam begins his whole discussion of Sir Mishaleach in Hilchos Tshuva by discussing who and what language is used for this. And the Me'iri kind of is picking up on this, saying, yeah, this is connected to the tzibur, to the collectivity of this tshuva. Leos kol yachid v'yachid nimshach akar hanagoso. But instead of saying it's a collective vidui and a collective kapara, which I think is the pshat in the Rambam, the Me'iri says, no, the Kohen Gadol, the manig, the miyuchad, all this is part of the inspiration. And then what it's supposed to trigger is an individual response of each member of Lias kol yachid v'yachid nimshach achar hanagaso. That's from the Rambam. Hem chamurim shem zdonos, hem shkagos, etc. Umash omer b'ktas mekomet shem mechaper lekalos af belo tshuva bir af apishalo his urer taklis ha'ara ad sheyavo mimenu lidei tshuva gemura Nimtza mikol makom shasir sivas hakapara v'atshuva hi hakapara. So the Meiri rereads even the Rambam's Chiddush, which he says nimtza b'kama makomos, we don't know where, as being a way of triggering kapara, even if it's not gemura, through individual tshuva. But the key line is here that the motivation, right, hasir sibas hakapara, but hatshuva hi hakapara. According to the Miri, the gap between having a seir mishtalech or not is very small. It's just the inspiration and the motivation, you know, and the mechanism to get you into tshuva. In both cases, it's all tshuva. He doesn't say this only about seir mishtalech. Im atzmo shiyom kippurim, im isurim, im misa. Bir kulam ha'ora hamagaslo beizu mi'elu v'kol sibas ha'tshuva v'hi ha'kapara. V'hu sheremez b'sir ha'mishtaleach shu li'yoso ha'or l'tshuvas kol ha'chatoim lo nirtza l'zvicha o la'krava l'sreifa ad shishar min ha'shemroshem. This is based on the Rambam and Mordavuchim, which we'll get to in a minute. Aval sheyurchak tachlis harchaka v'yushlach b'eretz gzeira ha'ora la'zibas ha'chatoim Aziva Gemura Achala Yashiv Od Bahem. Okay. This is partly inspired, as we'll see in a moment, by the language of the Rambam in Chela Gimel of Mor Nevuchi. Elan Divrei Rav, quoting it. Okay. So this is one example. And then if you look again on page 566, you get a similar formulation, excuse me, where the Rambam, see if I can find it quickly, if not I'll skip it, where the Meiri is mentioning this idea that I mentioned before, that people are supposed to mouth their own personal vidui alongside the Kohen Gadol Biyom B'sir Mishtaleach. And this is what he says. Second. One second.
The end of the page.
Yeah. Shaviduyo shal hamiyuchad shaba'am al lashon kol Yisrael ba la'orer lios kol echad v'yachad mizvada al kol avonosav bifrat. Ukashiyia kohen gadol mizvada al sir mishtaleach hayu mizvada imo kol mishalibo nokfo. That's very remarkable. So if you look at all the Meiris, this is the impression that the Meiri gives. This is to be contrasted very sharply with another radical shita, and that is the view of the Rajba, as I mentioned last time. The Rajba, in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel, was troubled by the problem that I mentioned in the Gemara. That is, the Gemara in Shavuos, speaking about the Seir Mishtaleach, invokes the debate between Rebbe and the Chachamim, whether you need tshuva for the kapara vitzumo shel yom. So the Rajba, Alatar, in Shavuos, and Daf Yud Gimel, says the following. Excuse me. Kashali, Yashmaitin, Demukmina Masnisin, Dalase Karebi, Yafagav, Dilo Avad Shuva, Mishum de Yoma Kippur, Mechaper Afein and Shavit. Thomas Nissen, Sir Mishtaleach Tani. Lo is Kiri Yom Kippur Bahach Masnissen. Rebbe Yom Kippurim Shamanulo. Lo Sir Mishtaleach. So, how does the Gemara extrapolate from Yitzuma Shalyom that Rebbe's position is applicable also to the Sefer Mishnalayach. Bi'eshlomar, the Ikar Kaparoso shel Sefer Mishnalayach, Mishum Tokfo shel Yom HaKippurim hu. Yafu Mechapel Rebbe, Aval she'enam shavim. Ela shadayin ani tamiyahim kein lama lo shonu b'misnasenu Sefer Mishnalayach v'yom HaKippurim in the Mishnah and Shavuos. Ula Rebbe mashma Sefer Mishnalayach u yom HaKippurim klomer af below se'ir od kasha shmaitin de peruka kama v'chein lo abzeir de Birushalmi yisud yom HaKippurim mechaper miyad im kein Sefer Mishnalayach lama de yom HaKippurim mechaper below se'ir afilu. There's a debate in the Gemara, and this is important as well. We're not going to be able to finish this with this today, but hopefully we'll get back to it. There's a debate whether Itzumo Shel Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper Miyad, or all the time, or only Besof HaYom. Now, if it's not only Besof HaYom, so the Rajba is saying, well, if you say that the significance of the Sefer Mishnalayach is that it invokes Itzumo Shel Yom, so why do you need a Sefer Mishnalayach? Basically, they accomplish the same goal. Im kein Sefer Mishnalayach lama. Bishlomo, at least if there's a time lag and you only get the kapara of Itzumo Shel Yom at the end of the day, you can say, well, but the Sefer Mishnalayach is mechaper miyad. So there's a time difference. But if you hold that the Itzumo Shel Yom also is mechaper miyad, or all throughout the day, then what's the Sefer Mishnalayach? Yishlomar dalaver shenasa b'shas shiluach umeis mitocha shayomein mechaper shari meis mitocha kemo chanokse umtza aval asari mechaper votzrich liyun. Rashi knows that it's very difficult what he's saying. There's a whole Tosefta which needs to be understood. Interesting, there are different girsos in the Tosefta. The Rashi himself discusses this in Shavuos, the whole literature on this, but the Tosefta says that Chomer Besair, one girsa, Shasar Mechaper Miad, B'Yom HaKippur Mena Mechaper Etz Teshach, Techshach. The Chomer B'Yom HaKippurim B'Besir, Shayom HaKippur Mechaper Below Karban, Mashen Kim B'Seir, Shayna Mechaper Below Karban. Fascinating. There are two, if that's the Girsa, there are two explanations in the Raj before that, which I hope to get back to. The Nirali Dachi Perusho, the Yom HaKippurim below Seir Mishnalech Mechaper, Mash Enkin Besayer Sheina Mechaper, Avabishi Grilo Alav, Elim Kein Nishtaleach. That the Shiluach Seir Mishnalech goes back to something we spoke about last year, talked about the Ish Iti right before Yom Kippur. And the Shiluach HaZazel, the Rashba here says that the Shiluach HaZazel is a Kiyum Korban. In general, there's a big question whether or not the Sefer Mishnalayach has a Kiyum Korban Chatos or not. And if it does, what does that mean? And if it does, what is the timing of that Kiyum? Some people think that after the Hagrala, if there is a Kiyum Chatos in Sefer Mishnalayach, it's over once you have the Hagrala that differentiates the two Seirim. The Rashba here is suggesting, according to one view, that the Shiluach HaSa'ir is still and is actually the expression of the Kiyum Korban of the Sefer Mishnalayach. So he says, that's the Pshat in the Tosefta. When the Tosefta says that you can have the Seir Mishnalayach, right? Mashenkin Sefer Mishnalayach, She'enach Mechaper below Karban, it means that the Kiyum Sefer Mishnalayach requires the Shiluach. If the Sefer Mishnalayach were to die or you were to ignore the Shiluach, there wouldn't be a Kiyum of Sefer Mishnalayach. The Shiluach is part of the Karban. That's what he says. It's a language. Nirim Hachi Perusha, Yom HaKippurim below Sefer Mishnalayach Mechaper, Mashenkin Seir She'enach Mechaper, Alpha B'Shei Grilo Alav, Elim Kein Nishtaleach, Shilucho Kari Karban. Fascinating. The Fisha Shneim Shavim, Hakari Bifnim, Bahamishtaleach, Bishab Bifnim Karban Lashem, Sheni Mishaleach Lazazel. I'll get back to this. That's one answer. Inami, says the Rajba. Maybe it's even equally fascinating, just different. Not the Shiluach of the Korban Lazazel is its Kim Korban, but the Seir Shanasa Bifnim is the Kiyum Korban, which is Ma'akev, the Seir Mishaleach. She Yom Kippur Mechaper below Korban, Seir Nasa Bifnim. Yom Kippur's Itzumo Shayom works even without any Korban. Ma'ashen Kim Seir She'enu Mechaper Lim Kain Kidim Shal Shem Shanasa Bifnim. Zen Nirali Yoser, Midakamar Shein Mechaper below Korban, Vilu Pirsh Arishal Nicha Shein Shilucho Kari Korban. What does he mean? The Shiluach isn't a Kiyumin in the Korban? Or the Shiluach isn't Ma'akev? Or the Shiluach, anything after the Hagrala doesn't have a Shem Korban? It's hard to know what the second view of the Rajba exactly feels about the first view. But what's equally fascinating is that while the first view thinks that the Korban that we speak of in Seir Mishaleach is a Seir Mishaleach, the second view that Seir Mishaleach is the contrast to, or the pairing with and contrast to, the Seir Shanasa Bifnim. Either way, what is the relationship then between the Seir Mishaleach, its Shiluach, the Seir Nasa Bifnim, right, and Itzumo Shel Yom? At least partially, the Rajba is suggesting that Seir Mishaleach is itself, feeds off of Itzumo Shel Yom, is identical with Itzumo Shel Yom? Maybe not. That's kind of what troubles him in the end. But is you have the Meiri, who's basically saying the way the Seir Mishaleach is that it's a dramatic inspiration, you know, that triggers personal tshuva, which is fascinating, but definitely detracts from the tshuva and kapara component of the Seir Mishaleach in its own right. And then you have the Rajba, who is trying to integrate Seir Mishaleach and Itzumo Shel Yom, but then has to discuss, what do you do with this Tosefta? Right? What do you mean by the Seir Mishaleach? What would you do if Itzumo Shel Yom is Mechaper immediately? All these interesting questions. Okay. But I believe that the Rambam is saying neither of these things. He doesn't hold like the Rajba. Although, the Rajba is food for thought. I mean, the Rambam has halacha base and halacha gimel. In halacha base, Rambam deals with Seir Mishaleach. In halacha gimel, he speaks about Itzumo Shel Yom. Itzumo Shel Yom is only lashavim, whereas Seir Mishaleach is vuhu sha'asa tshuva. And when it comes to kalos, he doesn't believe tshuva. So the need for tshuva is greater in Seir Mishaleach and less than Itzumo Shel Yom. And yet, it seems to me that the Rajba, at least, is partially correct about the fact that there is, it's not a coincidence, that there's something called Itzumo Shel Yom Mechaper, and there's something called Seir Mishaleach. Certainly for the Rambam, the fact that Rebbe and the Chachamim debate Itzumo Shel Yom, and that the Rambam paskins Kalos and Seir Mishaleach, cannot be a total coincidence, even if you don't hold like the Rajba. Again, this is what motivated the Rajba, that overlap, you know, to identify them partially. So the Rambam doesn't identify, but certainly it sounds like there is an overlap. Hard to believe that Rebbe and the Chachamim, if there wasn't Rebbe saying that Itzumo Shel Yom was B'li Tshuva, it's hard to believe that the Rambam would extend or even paskin like the Yerushalmi to say that in Seir Mishaleach there is a dimension of B'li Shavit. Okay? Now the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, just to complete the picture before I tell you what I think, quoted by the Meiri, but I don't think that the Rambam meant what the Meiri meant exactly. Some of the language of the Rambam sounds that way. Again, this is a very typical Rambam, post-Rambam phenomenon, and particularly so with regard to the Meiri. Meiri is always working off the Rambam. He's always influenced by the new world view. You know, the world was never the same once the Rambam wrote Yad HaChazaka, or for that matter, Mor Nevuchim. You can never go back you know. So whatever, you know, the Meiri is going to say, which we think is independent, is either a reaction to or partially the inspiration of, you know, how much that he acknowledges or, you know, how much that we assess. You know, a lot of it is Rambam. He quotes Mor Nevuchim as a source for his radical view that Tzir Mishtalech is nothing more than his Orurus L'tshuva is not surprising. And the language partly is there. I just don't think that that's what the Rambam means, not in Yad HaChazaka and not in Hilchos Tshuva. So the line, of course, is in Gimel Mem Vav. And you can see where, again, the Meiri is getting some of his, it sounds like the Rambam is emphasizing Tzir Mishtalech is a collective kapara. Ad she'ein sham chatas tzibur ha-mechaperes ma she-mechaper. There's no other chatas tzibur that has this kind of scope. U-ke'ilu hu nose kalachatayim. It's as if the Tzir Mishtalech is carrying, you know, like a metaphor, like you could see almost the image of the Tzir Mishtalech, you know, carrying the burden of every member of Klal Yisrael's sins. That's why we destroy it utterly. Right? Klomar, she'im ba'yishuv, v'listapik shumadam, kechatoim, enom gufam uvarim, me'algav pratzel pratacher. No one should really think, based on the metaphor or the image, that you're really taking chatoim from your back, you know, and sending it off with the Tzir Mishtalech, ein kalamasim alolo ala mishalim, right? Lahaknos sura benefesh, kedei shetesham hispalus l'tshuva. That's what motivated the Meiri. But hispalus l'tshuva is not the same as what the Meiri says, which is that the Tzir Mishtalech exclusively to provoke tshuva and to provoke the tshuva of the yachid, because it's the tshuva of each yachid, or each yachid is seeing, you know, this drum roll and this march. Klomar, komashikide mimasenu, kvarnakinu atzmenu mehem, vishlachnim achrei gevenu, vidachnum betachlis adacha. So what is the idea of the Rambam? Again, you can see how he read Mor Nevuchim, you know, and everything else. But I think it's clear that that's not the Pshat, the Rambam, not in Hilchos Tshuva, not even in Mor Nevuchim. So I think that the idea of the Rambam does share something with both the Meiri and the Rashba. With the Meiri, it shares the idea that what's important about the Tzir Mishtalech in the end of the day is the tshuva that it embodies. Not the tshuva shel yechidim that it triggers or that it inspires, but the collective act of tshuva, I'm saying, that it embodies. It's not a kapara that also needs to be accompanied by tshuva. Like the Meiri, the tshuva is the ikar. So how can there be kalin that don't have tshuva? And how can you formulate it the way that he does? The answer is that the collective tshuva of the Tzir Mishtalech, Hein b'chamuros, hein b'kalos, although we'll get to that in just a minute, is itself a model and a paradigm of tshuva. There's the individual tshuva, which is accomplished through vidui and individuos that are accompanied by vidui and tshuva. Then there is the mechanism of the Tzir Mishtalech, which is halacha base, the second paradigm, if you will, of tshuva, collective tshuva, which is why it begins that l'fishu kapara l'kol Yisrael kohen gadol mitzvad alav alashon shel Yisrael. He's not just telling you, you know, by the way, the vidu here is a little bit unusual, this is why. He begins with this to accentuate this is tshuva's klal Yisrael corporate methodology. And for that reason, or as reflected by the identity of the Somech and Mitzvadeh, which is the Kohen Gadol, it's important to know that typically there's no smicha on a Korban Tzibor. The exception is Sira Mishnaleach and the Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor. Raman Pirshim Shnayis and Menachos says because in these two there's a very singular reason, not an arbitrary reason, why we picked the Bala Korban Legabe Smicha. In Parlam Davar Shel Tzibor, it's the Zikne Bezdin, because they also are part of the story of the Avera and the Kapara of Parhalim Davar Shel Tzibor. This is a mistake of the Bezdin Gadol. And in the case of Sira Mishtaleach, it's the singular personality of Aaron HaKohen slash the Kohen Gadol, who presides, not coincidentally, over everything on Yom Kippur. So when the Rambam begins his discussion of Sira Mishtaleach, he begins with the collectivity as reflected by the personality and the Lashon, and he might have added the exception to the rule that there is a Somech who's Mizvadeh in a Korban Tzibor. And then he repeats twice, Sira Mishtaleach Mechaper al Kol Aveiro Shebetorah. He's not just telling you, you know, Lamaisa, Kalos Hamuros, Zonos, Shkogos, Alhoda, Alohoda. The scope is part of the special din and the corporate character of this tshuva and kapara. That's why he repeats it. Hakom eskaper b'sira mishtaleach. Not just, not everything, anything, but corporate, all as a unit, all in the same way. B'hu sha'asa tshuva. When it comes to the chamuros, right, you need tshuva as well. Can't have Sira Mishtaleach in a state of merit, right? Or even in a state of neglect, as we'll discuss. Maybe because when it comes to the chamuros, that would be considered merit, and that would take you away from the tzibur, or from this methodology of Sira Mishtaleach, as I'll discuss in just a second. Maybe. Or maybe because, and maybe both of these are true, or maybe because when it comes to the chamuros in particular, you can't ignore the individual aspect of it, even if you're taking the root of the tzibur, of the collectivity. However, maybe when it comes to kalos, in the Yerushalmi, it's only esen. It's even better. But maybe kalos, you know, share this with esen. Maybe there you can get either kaparas or ritzui hayachid only through the tzibur, or ignoring tshuva in a very specific way, as long as you're involved in this tshuva process, which I'll explain in just a second, is sufficient, and it's not considered omeid b'merit or neglecting or lack of identification with a tzibur, you know, ha-omedes, a tzibur ha-omeid rather, Lekapara, maybe that's the idea. Or maybe kalos, like Essen, you know, don't really require, maybe all these things are true. You're not only bemerit if you don't relate to them in the typical way. You're not, you don't need to relate to them as an individual in addition to relating to them as a tzibur. Maybe because the Aveira itself is perceived, and maybe because the Aveira itself is perceived, right, in a very different way. What do I mean by that? Again, the Yerushalmi says Essen. Essen are a great place to start. We already noted that the Rambam, for example, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, even though there is Smichan Vidui, which includes a reference to Karban, in Maisa Karbanos regarding Olos, but the Rambam leaves it out in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, as if to say, the Kapara of Ola isn't a good example of Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Why not? So last year we learned Chulin, we were discussing the Mumar Sugis and Ave and discussing Ola, where we spent some time trying to explain that Kaparas Ola and Essen in general may work differently than Lavin and Chatas and Asha. And that is because Lavin and Chatas and Asham relate to Maisa Averas, individual Maisa Averas, and the Maisa Averas, you know, that create a blight, specific blight, you know, on our record that needs to be addressed. However, Essen and Ola relate to the persona, the Gavra. They are Doron, right, which also addresses Kapara. It's a different methodology of Kapara. So maybe the Yerushalmi means, when it says that you don't need tshuva on the Sira Mishtaleach or Yitzumba Shalyom for Essen, maybe the Rambam extends this to Kalos, at least in the context of Sira Mishtaleach, that you don't need the individual because, and you're not only been married, you know, and so on, because it's all about, it's more matim even than the lavin and the chamuros to the special kapara of Sira Mishtaleach. And what is that? And here I think there's an overlap, although next time when we finish with this, I'll suggest that there are also differences to explain Halacha Gimel and some of the other discrepancies. But like the Rajba, but just not as far as the Rajba, I think the connection to Sira Mishtaleach and Yitzumba Shalyom is an important one. And that is that both of them provide this other paradigm of tshuva through the tzibur, through the collectivity, and through the theme, right, of Yom Kippur, as expressed both in Yitzumba Shalyom and the Sira Mishtaleach. And as such, the idea that maybe according to Rebbe there is no need for tshuva, or that even for the Chachamim it's a different paradigm, or that for the Rambam, you know, there could be a difference between Kalos and Chamuros, or Essen and Lavin, in the Sira Mishtaleach at least, makes sense. And why is that? Yitzumo Shalyom, of course, embraces the concept of Yom Kippur as a day of Kulal Hashem, a day of Inisim Esnafshaseichem, a day which establishes the capacity of each individual as a member of Klal Yisrael, right, to rise, you know, beyond Malachim, you know, as a religious personality. When we talk about Yitzumo Shalyom and the effect of Yom Kippur and its Kedusha Sayom, it's a holistic tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Lifnei Hashem Titaru is a special chiyuv and kiyum of tshuva that is exclusive to Yom Kippur. And the idea of tshuva based on Tahara is the idea of a holistic tshuva. There's no tov v'sheretz biyado. The idea of Yom Kippur is the day, you know, where you behave v'nisim es nafshal sechem in a certain way, in the way of Kulal Hashem, is tshuva through upgrading, right, or demonstrating, you know, your true religious persona. Sira Mishtaleach overlaps with that. Okay, it's not v'nisim of Kulal Hashem, but it's the Kulal Hashem, at least, which establishes that in the context of Yom Kippur, anything that is not Lifnai v'Lifnim, anything that is not the Seir Hanasa b'Fnim, the Seir Hashem, right, is no better than Seir Lazazel. Again, these are much bigger themes than I have time to develop right now. Even the Rajma that we read before was struggling with, what does it mean Sira Mishtaleach requires a korban? Right? Is it the shiluach? Even after the goral, it's still a chatas, it's still a kiyum korban? Sounds that way from some of the psukim. What is the korban of Sira Mishtaleach? And then the second view of the Rajba, no. It needs the Sira Nasa Bifnim, which is Kulal Hashem, if you didn't have that, then the Sirim Shaleach would be worthless because they're pairs. It's a kiyum through contrast. What is that idea? It's the idea that either you're breaking the rules, you know, in terms of intimacy with the Rabbanu Shel Olam and everything that implies, being nichnas lefnai v'lefnim, kulal Hashem, or this loyalty testing day, it's no better than Lazazo. There's no in between. So that the tshuva, the Sirim Shaleach as a kiyum korban, right, and it's the shiluach itself, basically makes this all or nothing statement. That might not be a kiyum of Lashem, but it's certainly a rejection of things that are not Lashem. So if that's the case, we can understand that what the Rambam's, Rambam Halach Aleph deals with regular tshuva. And regular tshuva, of course, also focuses on the religious personality, but primarily it's triggered by each individual chet. And that's maybe why he omits the ola and so on. It's not that kind of a chet. Halacha base tells us, and Gimel, that Yom HaKippurim is a special, it's a second, or, you know, 2A and 2B, if you will, paradigm of tshuva. Tshuva, by identifying with the holistic Kulal Hashem theme of Itzumo Shel Yom, maybe that only applies B'Sof HaYom, when you finished and you were able to pull it off, you know, for the entire day. But when you're makriv, the Sirim Mishtaleach, you're already doing part of it immediately. You're making the statement, you know, of all or nothing, that anything less than all can be unacceptable. Does that require tshuva, Itzumo Shel Yom? Does Sirim Mishtaleach require tshuva? When Rebbe says you don't need tshuva, what does he mean? He means that you can be, you know, miskaven, limrod, and still get the benefit of, for example, Yom Kippur. If you're mivayit by Yom Kippur itself, that doesn't work. That's a technicality because you're spitting on the mechanism, you know, which gives you card. Now, if you can identify with Yom Kippur, then you don't have to do tshuva on each individual chet. And maybe even your consciousness, you don't have to be thinking tshuva. Because implicitly, you're in a state of tshuva by attaching yourself to this lofty aspiration. And the same is true with the Sirim Mishtaleach. And then the Rambam says, but there's a difference in the Sirim Mishtaleach part between the Essen and the Lavin. When it comes to the Essen, which is anyways more about tshuva sagavra than just the Sirim Mishtaleach, just the statement, because remember, you abstain from doing the mitzvah of Sukkah, the mitzvah of Lulav, the mitzvah of Tkiyah Shofar. You abstain from it. You don't do a Maisa Aveira. Right? But it's a huge hole in your religious persona. It's an Ola-esque Aveira, as we understand. It's like Hirur Aveira is for an Ola, as we discussed last year. So the point is, when you know, when you understand, you know, that anything less than lifnai v'lifnim gets thrown off the tzuk, then you surely understand implicitly, right, why it's so urgent to do mitzvah saseh. You still might need to address individually your ma'aseh aveiros. That's a debate. You can see both views. Even if you're hopping on the collective tshuva of identifying with this principle of Klal Yisrael, there are different points, but I believe that they work together. You might say some of them and not others. The collectivity part, you know, the holistic part, the fact that it's kol chataim yachad, kol klal yisrael yachad, but it's this idea of a completely different paradigm of tshuva. And if that's the case, we can also appreciate, with this I end, I'm sorry for going over time, but I'll elaborate more next time. Ben Kessel Yossar, the Rambam's perspective on vidui differs in the Sirim Mishtaleach that we discuss. It's ana, which you don't have a Maisa Karbana. But you don't have to mention the tshuva because it's all implicit. You have to mention the tshuva and Maisa Karbanos because it's not implicit. It's mostly smicha and vidui on the Karban. You have to associate added tshuva for the kapara. In Sira Mishtalech, ironically, it's exactly the opposite. But for that reason also, the Rambam says in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva that the vidui of Yom Kippur doesn't have to be a long vidui. Say, aval anachnu chatanu. Strange. Because normally, vidui is so prominent in the Rambam. But if you're attaching it to Itzuma Shel Yom and the Sira Mishtaleach, right, it's just a whole different take on what that means. Okay, we'll continue with this Samir Zashem one more time. Try to get it in. Is it Tzom Gedalia, I guess? Monday, the next Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll try to finish up, you know, with some of these issues on Tzom Gedalia. Either way, regular shiur tomorrow. Sorry, went over time.